As the White House works on its response to the coronavirus, President Trump and Vice President Pence met with executives from major insurance companies yesterday. Most insurers have said that they will waive all testing fees for the coronavirus. Joining us now is Justine Handelman, who's Senior Vice President of the Office of Policy and Representation at Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's an association of 36 independent companies that provide health insurance for more than 100 million Americans. Justine, welcome. You were in that meeting yesterday. What are your biggest concerns right now about the coronavirus?
Well, I think most important is for people to make sure that they get the testing that they need. And if they're ill, they stay home, but they get the care that they need.
Well, and one of the things that was talked about yesterday is that you and the other insurance providers, according to Vice President Pence, are going to allow people to get tested at no cost to them. Let's listen to the Vice President.
And I'm pleased to report, as you requested, Mr. President, that all the insurance companies here, either today or before today, have agreed to waive all co-pays on coronavirus testing and extend coverage for coronavirus treatment in all of their benefit plans.
So in terms of Blue Cross Blue Shield, does that mean all of the Blue Cross Blue Shield companies across the country?
Yes. In fact, last week we announced that all 36 Blue Cross Blue Shield companies, along with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Federal Employees Program, which covers nearly 6 million federal employees and their families, will be waiving prior authorization and cost sharing for the diagnostic test. We will also be making sure that people have access to the routine prescriptions that they need. In addition, we're expanding telehealth services and nurse clinician hotlines.
And what about patient care? Will members be on the hook for copays and deductibles if they end up in the hospital with coronavirus?
Our members can be assured that these benefits will be covered under their health insurance plan. We are looking to make sure that everyone gets the care that they need. In some cases, there will be the Federal Employees Program is waiving cost sharing for those services, and plans will be working within their benefits. I'd also point out that we're working closely with the government, with the Department of Treasury and IRS, because right now, people that have high deductible health plans that they use in conjunction with their health savings accounts can't access the testing and some of the needed services or the telehealth until they meet their deductible. So we are working closely. We have actually recommended to those departments that they quickly issue guidance that will allow people in high deductible health plans to get the test with no cost sharing and also provide them access to other treatments and telehealth services outside the deductible.
Vice President Pence also said yesterday that there would be no surprise billing. What can you do to ensure that?
Sure. We have been working with lawmakers for months to end surprise bills. And we agree 100% with the Vice President that there should be no surprise bills during this outbreak. We are committed to having people get the care they need when they need it. And during this public health crisis, everyone in the healthcare system needs to do their part. And we believe that everyone in the system will, and that we will act together to ensure patients can access the care they need without the added worry about an unexpected or excessive charge.
That is Justine Handelman, who's Senior Vice President of the Office of Policy and Representation at Blue Cross Blue Shield. She was meeting with the President and Vice President and other insurance industry leaders yesterday. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.